This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all well. Tonight's topic is a very interesting topic. The title is Eating Matzah After Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, let me give you a scenario. This Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Sunday is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And imagine the days are getting a little bit longer. Here in London, Shabbos goes out. I'm not sure exactly. Last week was 6:40. This week, I guess, closer to 7 o'clock. It's 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to have Shalosh Shudos. And you decide you're going to wash. You're dwindling down. There's no challahs. There's no bagels. There's no pita bread left. You go to the cupboard. There's a box of matzahs. Are you allowed to take matzahs and use them for Lechem Mishnah? The back of your mind, you're thinking it's close to Pesach. What's the story? So let's explore this very interesting topic. The starting point, if you look at box number one, is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph Sifes, the Ramah says, matzah, sheyotzin bo balayla, the matzah, where you can fulfill your obligation of eating matzah that night, asurim lechol kol yom arba aso. It's forbidden to eat that the whole of the day of the 14th. Now, that's the point. The prohibition is only on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan. Where does this come from? Well, take a look at the next box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. It's the first Mishnah in Arvi Pesachim, the 10th parak of Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Arvi Pesachim somach l'mincha lo yoichal od machetechshach. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat ad shetechshach. Tosfos over there says, what can't you eat? Is it talking about not eating chametz? Well, it can't be that. You can't eat chametz already from the morning, from Sof Zman Achilas Chametz. Is it not eating matzah? No, because the Yerushalmi says that you can't eat matzah the whole day. Is it eating just regular foods, mine targima, having a coffee or some fruit, a bar of chocolate? That's okay, ad shetechshach. So what exactly is it referring to? So Tosfos comes up with the answer of matzah asherah, which is perhaps the topic for another time. But what Tosfos mentions is this famous Yerushalmi. The Tosfos, if you take a look, v'imtoma u'mal lo yochal, what can't you eat? E matzah afilu kedem nami asa. The whole day you're not allowed to eat matzah on the 14th. Could amina b'Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says, kol ha'eichel matzah be'erev ha'pesach. Anyone who eats matzah on erev Pesach, ki'ilu boyal arusasa be'beis chamav. It's as if he lives, he has a physical relationship with his arusa, his betrothed wife, in the house of his in-laws. In other words, that if he would wait until he fully married her, until she was a nesua, until they had sheva brachas, then this act would be permitted. But it's premature. So a person who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, he is acting in a premature manner. Now, interestingly, the Karban Ha'edah explains this analogy a little bit more fully. You see, what is Narusa? We know that when we go to a wedding nowadays, there are two parts to any wedding. There's the Erusin and there's the Nisuin. Now, in days of old, the Erusin and the Nisuin would be at two different ceremonies. When the man would give the wife the ring and say the words, Hareya Mukudesha Slipetabaz Zukudas Meshe Yisrael, and give her the ring. So then she becomes his Arusa. She's like a married woman. She's an Eishes Ish. And in days of old, she would then go home. She would prepare for the wedding. It's a bit similar to the engagement and marriage that we have nowadays, that sort of gap in between. But she, if in the olden days, once she is an Arusa, once he has been Mekadisha, she's a married woman. If she would have a relationship with another man, that's Eishes Ish. She's Chayv Misa. She then came back and they did the Nisuim. They stood under the chuppah. They had Sheva Brachas. So the Arusa is this unusual. Nowadays, of course, we do it all under the chuppah. We have both ceremonies together. We often break it up by reading the ksubah in between. Sometimes the Rav would give a drosha in between. But the two ceremonies now, Eris and Nisuin, are done together. But the stage when the woman is an Arusa, she is osa to other men, but she's not yet muta to her husband. She is not allowed to live with other men, but yet she is, she'd need a get, but she from the husband. But she's not yet mutter to live with the nesua, to marry her husband, to live with her husband. And therefore, the analogy is very good. Because, says the Karban Ha'edah, that she is not the person on Erev Pesach, you cannot eat chometz, that is prohibited now, but you cannot yet eat matzah. And therefore, it's acting in a premature fashion. So, what is the reason for the prohibition? Why, according to the actual halacha, why can you not eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So there are three reasons that I've come across. The first reason is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Osru chachomim in box number 3, Osru chachomim lechol matzah be'erev ha-pesach kedei she'heke la'achilos be'erev. It should be recognizable. It should emphasize the mitzvah of eating matzah at night. If I'm nashing matzah all day on the 14th of Erev Pesach, then it's not so clear that what I'm eating in the evening is special for Pesach. So it's to emphasize the mitzvah of matzah in the evening. The second reasoning is given by the Tiferes Yisrael, and that is to make sure that you eat the matzah with an appetite, the te'alvim. That's the second reason given by the Tiferes Yisrael. The Rashbam, interestingly, gives a third reason, and that is that it shouldn't be an achilas gaso. An achila gaso means a gluttonous eating, which is not counted as a proper eating. So if a person fills himself up so much on Erev Pesach, the very eating of the matzah won't count. Either way, there are three reasons for the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Now, an interesting aside, the Marsha on that Tosfos makes a very interesting point. What about matzah? You see, Tosfos says, matzah haru'uya lotzeis bochevosei. You can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but were you to eat that matzah, you would fulfill your obligation in the evening. What about matzah, which has not been baked for the purpose of eating mitzvah of matzah on that evening, but it may not necessarily be chometz. So for example, let's say you go to a store, a non-Jewish store, and you see an aisle full of Rakuzin's matzahs, and they have not yet been baked for the purposes of Pesach. They're kosher, of course, but they're not necessarily kosher le Pesach. So is there a prohibition of eating those matzahs on Erev Pesach? So the Marshal says the reason two would definitely apply. Reason two would apply because the whole purpose is to try and, you know, to eat the matzah b'te'ovim and also to emphasize the meeting of the mitzvah of eating matzah in the evening. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in his Tshuvas, the Shadows and Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, if you look at the top of the next page, he says, what emerges from all the response and literature on this, Hashem epihem onu chayim, what a beautiful phrase, that we live by their words. And that's been the practice for generations. That one shouldn't eat matzah the entire day. It does make a difference whether it's been baked l'shem mitzvahs matzahs or not. And not even to eat chometz tikka matzah before the zman issa, even in the morning, not to have any matzah at all, even quote unquote chometz matzah. So therefore, one should avoid all matzah, but the strict halach is dafka Erev Pesach. Now, when does that actually begin? Does that begin on the morning of Erev Pesach, or does that begin on the night before? So the Mishnah Berurah says, kol yom yudalad, haynu me'amut hashachar, only begins from the morning. And Reb Chaim Brisk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, brings a proof for this. He brings a proof from a famous Mishnah, better known as the Manish Tano. In the Manish Tano, the first question we say, why is it shebechol halaylo son roichlin chometz matzah, and halaylo hazeh kulei matzah? On all other nights we eat chometz and matzah, but tonight we only eat, on the night of Pesach, we only eat matzah. That implies very clearly that on other nights, including last night, the night of Erev Pesach, the 14th, you're allowed to eat chometz and matzah. So therefore, it would seem that it would only be applicable from the morning. That's when the restrictions are. However, the Ben Ishchai, I've got the Shadis and Tshuvas of the Rav Po'olim, the next box, he says it does apply from the evening, and others say that. And Rabbi Yashav rules to be machmir that one should not have matzah from the night before Erev Pesach. This year would be an interesting nafka minna, because it would be Shabbos, of course, is Erev Pesach, and therefore that would include Friday night, not to have matzah even on Friday night. Now that's the strict halacha. There is, of course, a minhag not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's brought in that Mishnah Berurah, you can see in paragraph 6, v'yesh noagim shlo lechol matzah mirosh chodesh. Where does this come from? So, interestingly, the Igros Moshe quotes the Chok Yaakov, who says it comes from the Shiari Knesset Hagdola. It's based on a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Shoyalin v'darshin behilchas ha-Pesach kodem ha-Pesach shlishim yom. One should start exploring and researching the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Shtei Shabbos, it's 2 weeks. And where does that come from? So the Gemara says, my time with the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say 30 days before Pesach, you should start learning the halachas and exploring the themes of Pesach? Shahari Moshe omid b'Pesach rishon, because Moshe Rabbeinu stood up on the first Pesach, i.e. the regular Pesach, u'mazhir ala Pesach sheni, and that's when he started telling Klal Yisrael about the halachas of Pesach sheni, that if a person was tomei and couldn't keep Pesach rishon, he's got to keep Pesach sheni. He told Klal Yisrael about Pesach sheni 30 days prior. So that's a precedent. My time is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say 2 weeks? Shari Moshe omed b'Rosh Chodesh u'mazhir ala Pesach, because Moshe Rabbeinu stood up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and warned Klal Yisrael about Pesach, Shnema Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chadoshim, etc., etc., etc. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the first Chelik in Arachaim in Simon Kuf Nun Hei, look, if you look at the last few lines, Hayashayach be'etzem le'asor mishloshim yom. Really, it would have been logical to make the prohibition of eating matzah the minhag of not eating matzah, for a full 30 days beforehand. However, Chazal didn't want to make it too onerous on Klal Yisrael, and to make it a full 30-day minhag of not to eat matzah, lochein shaych sheyichidim yachmir alatzim gam mishloishim rabbanon or mishdei shabbos rabshim mil, or mekiven sheyna medina yachmir rak shei shabbos. Since it's not a strict halacha, it's just a chumrah, and it's a minhag, therefore 2 weeks suffices, and that is, seems to be the mainstream view, not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, yesh gam yechidim shemachmirim gam bezelin of itzah the matzah kol shloishim yom kodem. There are those individuals who do have a particular minhag to not eat for 30 days beforehand, which of course is from Purim. I think that is the minhag Chabad. I just checked it out, and that seems to be the practice in Chabad. But I think the mainstream view is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, what comes out of all of this is that this Shabbos, if you want to have matzah for any of your Lechem Mishnah, that would be acceptable because it's before Rosh Chodesh, which is on Sunday. But the strict halacha would be just Erev Pesach. Therefore, there are leniences given by the poskim in situations such as hospitals or army or hotels even. A person is unwell or whatever it may be. There is certainly room for leniency. But what emerges regarding matzah in the build-up to Pesach is that the actual halacha is on Erev Pesach. There is a machlokas. Does that apply from the morning or from the night before? Although the Mishnah Berurah and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says it's from the morning, there are others who argue, and one should try, says Reb Elyasha, to machmir to avoid it from the night before. There is, however, a minhag from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and some who have a minhag for even earlier than that from Purim, those yechidim do that. But I think, as I say, the mainstream would be from Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.